Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
From Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise you won't. I mean, you will be entertained.
Welcome. Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show. We hope you are tuning into Facebook Live.
Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show.
You did, or if you are, you will notice chameleon jumping around the background like a flying condom.
Yes. It's a great analogy.
It is the second Sunday in ordinary time of the new year, 2019. Yes. Very exciting. And we have a special guest. Jean Nestor will be joining us shortly in about 15 minutes. And there is a debate between you and I how his name is pronounced. So you say it's Jean.
I think it's Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I think it's Jean.
Okay. Well, I got $10. I got $10 says that it's Jean.
Okay. All right. We'll see. Well, what's going on with you, Chameleon?
Oh, man.
Okay, you guys,
Oh, boy. Where do I start?
Where do we start?
We got a packed show for you, though.
We do, yeah.
Yes. It is packed, and definitely put on your vest, because we are going to shoot you with entertainment. That's right.
If you didn't get that reference... he is pointing to his hat that reads Los Angeles Gun Club Indoor Shooting Range. we did something like that a little while ago, and my wrist hurt afterwards.
Oh, you flew back a few feet, too. So definitely, you can't handle the beast.
It was funny, though, because when we had to reload, I was actually faster than you. That was nice.
I don't know yeah. about that.
But remember, there were some guys next to us shooting, and they were shooting. They liked it a little bit too much.
A little bit too much,
and they were
yes.
shooting those powerful guns. It was like shotguns.
Shotguns, yeah.
Yeah, and they were like, I didn't get good vibes from them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was some weird
getting
stuff.
Getting all into it, too, a little too much. It's like, all right, and they were like giving me the eye. Like,
oh, my goodness. I didn't know that. Yeah, I was trying to not do any eye contact with them, because you'll always get one of those, you know, and then they want to ruin it for everybody else. It's unfortunate, but hey, it happens. But you know what, I'm so glad that we're doing this again. Thank you so much for listening, for joining us. Let's talk a little bit about the meaning of podcasting, because
interesting.
Yeah, it was your idea too, though.
No, I know. That's why it's so interesting.
And podcasting, you know, it's a platform to go ahead and mainly discuss topics that you want to rant about, discuss about.
Anything. Yeah.
Anything.
But keeping it consistent, you know.
Yes. And, you know, Adam Good Carolla, content. He is one of the best guys out there in the business. And he is most famous for ranting. And
yeah.
just being himself, you know, people want to hear some of the stuff that, you know, being a human being, you're not always going to be in a constant state of humana, you know?
Humana what?
Good vibes, the whole good vibes only type of deal. You know, being a human being, you are going to feel various different things. You're not always going to be in a constant state of nothing ever bothers me, because that is not real, which is why we like going to see films. And every great film has its complications. You know, every good actor in the movie goes through something. That's what makes you cheer him or her on even more when they finally avenge the issue in whatever way, shape, or form it is.
That's right.
So, you know, here on the podcast, we talk about various different things, but in the end, our laughter, our way of being, always comes through. And that's why it's mainly a feel-good podcast, even though we do tend to discuss things that, you know, maybe we want to vent about, rant about a little bit. It's so good because it's part of being human. It's part of the human condition.
Yeah, it's your platform. You can do whatever you want.
No, and it's more realistic that way than just right. talking about positive, 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 positive. You know, it's great to uplift people, and we do that in right. our own way, but by being real about the subject matter as well.
That's correct. We
don't like to talk about just fairy tales on the show, because life is not just all fairy tales.
That's right.
You know, people want to hear topics that are relatable.
Exactly.
As well.
No, I agree.
Yeah. So that's a little bit what we do here, and we do it with so much love and joy and laughter, most of all. Moving on. Amoeba.
We recently went to Amoeba to check it out because they're closing down.
Yes, they are closing out. Chameleon clone?
Maybe.
Well, yeah, we visited Amoeba, and okay, I used to love going to Amoeba. This was last week, and I used to love going there as a teenager. It wasn't too far away from my high school, so it was great. You know, I'd go there with friends, and now back in the days, you know, iTunes and YouTube wasn't what it is now, so it was fun grabbing a few CDs and then being able to listen to it upstairs and check it out. But boy, oh boy, oh boy, when I walked in there, you could just cut the tension with a knife.
Yeah, it was a little tense in there, definitely. Everyone was kind of like either knowing that they're closing out, but they're actually moving to a new location. So what are they so depressed about? It's just weird.
Well, it wasn't just that, really. It was the fact that it was just tension. And it was like I don't know, some type of maybe darkness or something.
Oh, okay, some darkness tension kind of thing.
Yeah, it just felt very dark.
The devil is in them. Surrounds the atmosphere, right?
No, and it's something that I never really noticed before. But we all know that, you know, as time goes on, especially in places where there's a lot of foot traffic, as time goes on and then the vicinity finally closes down or it gets shut down or abandoned,
right.
You know, that's when you hear these stories of ghost stories and things like that. I know that, you know, even though it was at some point, at least for me, mm-hmm. a joyous place to be with friends, when I went with you, I was like, I want to get out of here.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. Was it like knowing that I could be doing this at the house on the computer? But you know, we wanted to go in there for the experience, right?
Right. For the experience.
And then when we were checking out, we had this odd experience with the cashier. And he said, no, we're not closing down, we're moving.
Yeah.
And then you said something like, oh, who's saying this? Or something like that. You're like, who's saying this? And I said, no, he's speaking for the team, Chameleon. You know what I mean?
Right, because right.
My point was, he works there, he knows, like he's part of the team.
Right, he's part of the team and he's collectively saying.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he looked at me like I was trying to be a smart mouth with him.
Oh, boy.
And he gave me that look and then he was like, and then the rest of the conversation.
Show the camera. What look is that? Oh, man.
And then the rest of the conversation was kind of like he was kind of being, trying to be snarky back. And I could sense that, you know what I mean? It's weird, and that's when I felt like, well, he did say there's over 200 plus employees. I guess maybe it might be a stressful place to work. You know, I was just trying to make light of something.
Yeah.
Gee. But, you know, it feels bad when someone takes it the wrong way because, you know, like just being a cashier and working in retail of any sort, it's not the greatest thing. And you know that. So it's like, you know what you meant by it, but you don't want to bring others down.
Yeah.
Either.
No, for yeah. sure. You know, I definitely agree. I mean, it's funny because we walked in Amoeba to get music and we left with an actual Amoeba. We left with some type of like, you know, infectious disease.
No, we didn't. That's not true. But they're moving.
Yeah,
so
they are moving.
At least it's not lost. But I know places like General Hospital. Those places, the old General Hospital.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Code Black was shooting the scenes there originally, and they had to move. That's when they built the studio at Walt Disney. They had to move because it was just all night shoots. Like, cameras were dying, because, and then the sound, they would hear people talking like this, whispering. And then someone I know was on set one particular time, and she said the director just went in there and he was like, who's talking? Or the PA, you know, I said quiet, and they were like, we're not saying anything. And it was just weird things like that.
It's, right.
You know, they were like, okay, we gotta move. Okay, these ghosts aren't letting us shoot a Hollywood TV show here. So anyways, it was a bizarre experience.
Very bizarre.
But you know, we talk about Joe Rogan podcast here.
Here and there, sometimes, yeah.
Here and there. We like the guy, but recently they were discussing the issue with, you know, Tom Sizemore.
Oh.
He was arrested he got caught with a bunch of drugs, and he's being accused of molesting a former child actress.
Oh, boy.
On the set of a show.
Sounds pretty
and
serious.
And everyone knew about it, and they wanted this guy out. And he didn't get kicked out of the whole casting process, but they were vouching for him to get out. This guy was like bad news from the beginning, but now everyone's trying to shame. Well, people like, you know, certain people are trying to shame the victim. Oh, well, she's on drugs, and what does she know? And it's like, well, yeah, well, say she is on drugs. What made her do drugs? You know, obviously.
Right. Some pressure.
Trauma.
Trauma. Daddy issues, you know, a lot of different things.
A lot of it has to do with trauma and childhood trauma.
Right.
So, you know, these are the things that...
No, I'm not trying to make fun. I'm just saying it leads to drugs when things like that happen. You never know. I'm just speculating. But yeah, it's trauma, basically. Boy, it was down to trauma.
Oh, my gosh. You wanted to talk about an Inside Edition story.
Inside Edition, that is right. Well, if you guys heard, there was a woman.
Oh, we're out of time.
At least like 3 more seconds. Come on. And this woman was at a Fort Lauderdale airport. I'm sure you guys saw it all on YouTube. This crazy lady. I don't think she's part of Florida. She's not like, she's like trying to get back to California, and her flight was canceled. And this is what happened.
We have a clip.
This passenger in the stylish plaid skirt is having an epic meltdown at the airport.
Why are they saying stylish?
She's so hopping mad, she lifts her feet off the floor and leans over the counter, screaming at a JetBlue employee.
You rapist!
The shocking scene happened at the airport in Fort Lauderdale. 26-year-old Sabrina Thomas was not allowed on her plane because she showed indications of intoxication.
Oh,
that's
boy.
When she flipped out.
Get me out of here! I'm gun on me!
Oh,
I'm
no.
Hopeless.
You know what I noticed is when she said, I have an effing gun on me, no one moved.
No one moved. They didn't take her seriously.
They didn't take her seriously. I feel like they didn't take her seriously because part of it was because she's a woman. I feel that way.
Oh, interesting.
Something tells me it's that, like, oh, it's a screaming, shouting, hysterical woman, you know? But what if she would have had a gun on her?
A real gun.
Listen,
and
I don't care if you're a boy or a girl or a dog. If you say
I have a gun
on me, I am going to move away from you because I don't know if it's true or not.
Right.
And
get me out!
Dre London, a top music executive who represents big stars like singer Post Malone, recorded the crazy scene as he waited for his flight.
Everyone was in shock. Everyone said, wow, they never seen nothing like this before in their life.
Right.
I hear that, brother. I hear that. Well, I was just thinking, I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine actually, like, you're in a blind date? And, you know, you meet someone like this and, you know, you're in a romantic area. You're going to be my date, okay? All right?
Oh, great.
And so, you know, let me pop the champagne here.
Better be expensive champagne.
Oh, it is. Oh, your hair looks so beautiful.
Thanks.
Yeah. And here, take a sip of this champagne, my dear.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Not too bad, not too shabby.
Yeah, it's not too crazy. But...
Get me out of here!
Wait, what? What? Why do you want to leave? I mean, we just started.
You raped me!
Nah, that's a little too much. I mean, I won't even go close to something like that. It's just champagne, my dear. Just take it easy. You know? I mean, it started off someone so, you know, let's say if she's very attractive and if she's not, I mean, there it goes. Well, as you know, this episode is brought to you by...
Tell him, Chameleon.
Super Bowl is coming up.
That's right. Yes, it is.
And... you know, when Super Bowls happen, crazy stuff happens.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're going to definitely get, you know...
stains?
You might even get this crazy girl going crazy. But even so, three rooms for $99, I would definitely, you know, scream and shout for that kind of price, you know? I wouldn't scream rapist, but I mean, you know...
But you'd scream A+.
A+, yeah! But... three rooms for $99, go to aplustotalcleaning@gmail.com.
He needs to change that to just aplus@gmail.
Okay. Well, I'll be sure to tell the owner that.
You tell the owner
and
that.
And put in the subject line, SKS.
Promo code.
You will
code.
Receive over 50% off.
Promo code SKS.
That's right.
All right.
Please continue.
I lost my train of thought.
Oh, boy. Oh, it's about that time.
It is about that time, and we have our guest coming in.
Yeah. I gave him the shout out. You want me to grab him?
Yeah, go ahead and grab him.
All right, let me go grab him.
We're going to go ahead.
Sometimes my hand movements, they can't, because I'm a chameleon, so they're very short. There he is.
Hello.
All right.
How you guys doing?
Pretty good. Thank you so much for making it.
No problem.
Yes, yes. And now, okay, so Camille and I, a little bit of go, before you came in, we did a bet. Okay, we have $10 here.
Oh, okay.
Now,
yep.
Is your name?
It's not for you. It's for one of us.
It's for one of
cool.
us.
Cool.
Is your name pronounced Jean or Jean?
John.
Oh.
I was close. It's John, but I said Jean with a sh. Sh- 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 sh-
yeah, Jean. It's definitely.
Yeah, because it's a French name.
Yeah.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah. I was named after Jean-Claude Van Damme, so that's.
No, right. You weren't.
He was yeah. just saying
I was
that.
Just saying that. Yeah. You were yeah. named after him?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's amazing.
That's cool.
Can actually... you do the splits like him, too?
No.
Oh, I wouldn't recommend you try that either.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
He wants to try doing Very something dangerous. Like that.
What?
Dangerous, bro. Dangerous.
Yeah, it is very dangerous. No, definitely.
With two cajones, you were saying you wouldn't try
that. Oh, yeah, yeah. Two cajones at the same time. Separate.
That's worse. That's
and
worse
then
now.
I'll just do the crazy Jean-Claude split.
No, that's worse now.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'm not going to do that. I definitely got to work out before I do that, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Do some stretching.
I actually used to do some karate back in the day, so I would have been able to do it if I kept on the training.
There you go. You could have been a master at it by now.
Yeah.
So your mom was a huge fan. Was it your mom or your dad?
I think it was my mom. Yeah.
Wow, she's interesting.
She's a huge movie fan like myself, so I think it was my mom, basically, yeah. And she likes to watch a lot of Bruce Lee and fighting films, so.
Oh, nice. Yeah, he's a huge fan. Chameleon here is a huge fan of Bruce Lee.
Yeah, definitely.
Nice.
And, I mean, I grew up watching, like, Bloodsport and all that from Jean-Claude. Oh, so I love, like, a lot of his movies.
And now, was he one of your inspirations as well for getting into it? Or what, I understand that was mainly your mom, you know, she was a huge fan of his films and so forth. Mm-hmm. But what mainly inspired you to get into acting?
So, okay, here's a funny story. I remember when I was 6 years old, I wanted to be an astronaut. And very different from what I do now. So right after I realized that I was kind of, you know, I wasn't a big fan of like science and stuff, I realized that I was enamored into like the art for as long as I can remember. So then later I started watching a lot of films. And once I was 8 years old, I realized that that what I wanted to do was acting. So after that, I just started training and training and training. I worked with the beautiful and talented Joanne Polanco, who has worked in different soap operas and whatnot. And she gave me the basics in order to get started. And then I went over to the Celebrity Actors Camp, where I worked with actors like Adrian Armante, you know, Secret... How's it called? Zack and Cody?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Those guys.
Yeah,
they left Hollywood now, I know.
Yeah. Actually. But they were very good back in the day, mm-hmm. and they gave me some tips, improv classes and everything. And to answer your question, what inspired me actually were a lot of actors like Brad Pitt, Leo, Christian Bale. Mm-hmm. I've always loved to watch superhero films for some reason. They've inspired me a lot into the action genre. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've mostly started in, like short films that have had sort of like a thriller element to them.
Nice.
And that's mostly what I like to make films about too. So that's basically how I got into acting.
Nice.
Yeah. Good. Have you seen Christian Bale's latest film, by the way?
I haven't, but I'm dying to see it.
It is so good.
Really?
Vice? Oh my goodness. Yeah. It's so good.
And I love the director too, Adam McKay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's done some amazing
works. One, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm dying to see that film.
That's and cool. A little bit ago, you also did a little Giorgio Armani modeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How was that?
Oh, nice.
It was very fun. I did get to wear some Giorgio Armani clothes. It was basically a thing for like teens.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was a very fun experience. I've always loved to do runways, and somehow there aren't any many opportunities here for like modeling. So that was a very fun experience.
Yeah, that's true. It's mainly like in New York, right?
Right,
it's
exactly.
It's like the mecca of fashion in the United States. But also, now you are how old again?
17.
That's right. He's 17. Look at you.
Man,
that's amazing. That's amazing. You're doing so much and you're just 17 years old. Mm-hmm. And that's why we wanted to have you on, you know, encourage you. And you were telling me, you know, it's a little bit harder for someone that's 17 because of your age, but I met you last year at a SAG-AFTRA event. It was when Eugenio Derbez, he was there promoting How to Be a Latin Lover.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How to be a Latin Lover.
Yeah, and he got on the microphone and you had a little conversation with him, which was cool. And so he gave you, you were there for some direction, right?
So basically
you wrote your own stuff.
Yeah, I wrote my own stuff. Other than acting, I also do filmmaking. I write and direct my own work, because sometimes when they don't give you the opportunities to act, you know, why don't you do your own work? I've been inspired by a lot of actors who have done the same thing, like Ben Stiller. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when I did that film, because my first film was actually shot with just a smartphone and a tripod. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to move on from there and do something a little bit more eccentric and, you know, film on an actual set with actual quality cameras and everything. So when I was at that event, I got on the mic and talked to Eugenio Derbez and just asked him some questions about, you know, because his insight on, you know, directing and acting at the same time was very inspiring. So I just wanted to know more. So I asked him about advice, and he gave me some great advice.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He did. I heard that. And he actually encouraged me to write my own screenplay after that night as well.
Nice.
So he does, he can give incredible advice. So, you know, without getting too much into it, it's it was a great night, and I'm glad he was a great supporter for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I hope other people took that as an opportunity and seized the moment. And because, you know, sometimes advice can be just golden.
Right.
It's not necessarily, hey, here's a part. It's the advice that they'll give you that can be more golden than an actual job, et cetera.
Yeah.
But also, I know that you're very into Food for the Hungry, raising awareness.
Yes, right? Yes.
Yeah.
And
just to interrupt, though, sorry. I actually looked into this.
Yeah.
Total scam, bud. Total scam.
Really?
Yep. You're wasting your money, man. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. It's actually legit. It's legit. It's legit.
You were serious.
I know.
For a second, I was like,
you've been wasting hundreds of dollars. No, I'm just kidding. It's actually really a great, tell us more about it. I mean, it's awesome. I looked into it, and it's very legit. Tell us more.
Okay, so basically I was at this, because there's this radio station, Christian radio station called Air One, and I was at this Air One Positive Hits tour, seeing some great bands like We Are Messengers, and, you know, they were sponsored by Food for the Hungry, that little event. So, you know, basically one guy went over to the stage, and he was talking about this story about this kid who had always been running into him somehow, like randomly, and saying things like hola and you know, just random stuff like that.
Maybe it was Chameleon. I think it might have been him.
Yeah. I don't remember, but no.
So,
like, no, I don't think that's right. No.
So yeah, I remember that very well. And then the guy said that later, once he asked about the kid was, you know, a Latino kid who was homeless and abandoned.
Oh,
And yeah, so, and just at six years old, you know, he was roaming around the streets, and he was taking care of himself and, you know, being this happy kid. And that was just very inspiring for me. And just that story, like, you know, really warmed my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because of that, you know, I just wanted to volunteer and, you know, help out the kids and sponsor.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very awesome. That's good.
Yeah.
Good for you. You're taking initiative already so young. And, you know, because I've always said, you know, this generation is our hope for tomorrow.
Exactly. Yeah.
The way things are going, they're going pretty scary. You know, it's the fact that there are people like you, teenagers like you, that are already taking so much initiative. And it's wonderful that you have your heart and your head in the right place.
Oh, wow.
So,
thank you.
Yes. And you also...
It's always great to hear that. Yeah.
It's good that you have your head in the right place. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's
right.
Always good.
It's always good to hear that. Yeah.
And a little bit ago, you did a film titled Fly Trap, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
You got a pretty good promotion for it.
Yeah. So basically, Fly Trap is a film. The theme of that film is there's no such thing as a perfect life. You never know what happens behind closed doors.
Right.
And so I just took that theme, those famous idioms. I just took them and said, you know what? I'm going to make my own film that would inspire mostly women. Mm. And so, yeah, I just wanted to make that. And so I wrote the screenplay in like March 2017, and then went straight into shooting.
Sorry.
Sorry about that. Just threw that in the trash.
Yeah.
And so...
Score.
Yeah. Right, so it was very fun. I also did some, like my first film, I also did some directing and acting at the same time. Some challenges in there, which are always fun. And after that, got some good positive critical reception after I premiered it at the Peekskill New York, and also I screened it at the Indie Night Film Festival, which is actually in where it's called TCL Chinese Theater.
Nice. Yes, I remember that you posted that, and so that people can follow you. Mm-hmm. What is your Instagram again?
At @JEAN_NASSER_.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And let me go ahead and ask you a little bit about your faith and how that has helped you and guided you with your acting and the type of art that you want to put out there into the world.
Right. So, you know, I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. I'm not ashamed to say it at all because, you know, God is, you know, the only reason why I'm doing this.
Awesome.
Honestly, the only reason. He's the one who has inspired me, actually. Other than, you know, actors and, you know, the art, he has inspired me. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, just the way he loves us all, you know, it's the same way that, with the same attitude, I want to put that into my films. And I just want to spread all of the joy that God's love brings into my films. And, you know, he's my inspiration. Basically. Awesome. So, you know, there have been, of course, hard times in my life where, you know, he has always been there for me. So, you know, just that has really motivated me throughout my entire career.
And helping you spiritually overcome certain, you know, walls that you may face.
Right, exactly.
Et cetera. You know, I know that a while back I was, I felt the struggle as well to break into further in the industry. But mm-hmm. then when you hear all these horror stories of the Me Too movement and, you know, mm-hmm. the Me Too stories, excuse me, I'm thinking, part of me is like, thank goodness it didn't happen back then, because mm-hmm. no one that was on the outskirts of the industry knew about that stuff.
Exactly.
It was mainly the people inside, you know. You had to be within to know all the horror stories and the terrible things that were going on. So, you know, it's always God's perfect timing as well.
Right, exactly.
So that's awesome that you're just not ashamed to speak your truth, because you know, sometimes people are, for some reason, they want to make that so personal to them.
Right
But then it's like, well, people are out there, you know, there's gay pride, so why can't there be Christian pride?
Exactly.
You know?
right
yeah, and yeah, it's be who you are, period.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So, basically, my films, you know, I want to add that Christian, you know, because I'm actually a big fan of the horror genre. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, here it goes. Now it started off Christian and now he's back to the. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So, yeah, like I was saying, I'm a huge fan of the horror genre. So, you know, implying, you know, the Christian elements into the stories that are pretty horrifying is actually pretty bit of a challenge. But I, in the end, you know, it's all for our Lord and Savior. So,
and it's real.
It's real. Definitely.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. We were just talking about that earlier,
right,
how, you know, in our podcast show, we try to discuss just relatable topics that happen also in our daily lives.
Mm-hmm.
Things that happen, you know, it's, some is positive, some is not so positive, but that's life.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So now also I want to go ahead and talk about your Undertow project. Tell us about that. I know you're very excited about it.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. So Undertow, like I said before, I like doing a lot of horror.
Okay.
So that's a psychological horror series. And what the premise is, it's nine dysfunctional characters trapped in a bar and how they learn to deal emotionally and physically with the aftermath of their own mistakes that they've done in the past. Because some people, you know, everybody keeps secrets. Like with my past film, Flytrap, it was all about, you know, kind of putting yourself in a shell and, you know, keeping your secrets behind closed doors and sometimes dying with those secrets too. And this is basically almost the same theme in this show. You know, it's about how, but it's even darker and, mm-hmm. and even more experimental and weirder, because, you know, we get to 100% to the extreme about how, you know, sometimes that can haunt you. It's a psychological thriller masquerading as a supernatural horror.
Mm.
And so, you know, I'm very excited about it. We got some great scripts so far, and I'm very happy to bring it to life.
So awesome. They are to try to figure certain things out to get out of that, out of the bar.
Exactly.
Is the plot. Okay.
Yeah, that's what basically happens throughout the entire series. I don't want to give too much away.
Right.
So far, that's basically all I can say.
Please tell me there's at least free beer. They're stuck in a bar. Come on. They at least get some free beer during the experience, right?
Actually, yeah.
All right.
Woo! Yeah.
I see he likes to party. Yeah.
Chameleon just went off the rails right now with the free beer.
My headphones off.
Well, that's good. And now you are looking for some investors,
right?
Right.
So, you know, it's a show where we have, you know, we have almost the entire first season written into screenplay. So right now we're just looking for investors and distributors so we can, you know, because we're more than ready to start shooting. We just need, you know, all the funding in order to do it.
Nice.
So
the funding, that not so fun part.
Tell us
exactly
little bit of the process of that. Like, how does someone who's starting a your own film and getting it out there, like, how do you go about finding funding? Like, what are your sources? You know, without giving too much away, I understand. But like, how do you go about that?
So what I always tell people about this is, no matter what you're going through, no matter what it is, you know, if you want to do what you want to do, just have faith, do it.
Okay.
Just do it. No matter if you only have like one penny lying around in your house, just do it.
Okay.
No matter if you're filming with your phone, that's basically what I told myself when I did my first film, Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it no matter what. If I could do it at just 14 years old with nothing but a tripod and a phone and, you know, my mom basically as the DP and acting and directing at the same time, you can do it too. And this is not just to you guys, but to everybody listening to this podcast.
Of course.
Yeah. So that's basically what I tell people when they ask me about like the funding and stuff. You know, money doesn't really matter when you're making a film. All that matters is, you know, do you have a great script? Do you have good actors? Do you have a good like visual aspect in your mind of how the film is going to look? And that's basically all that matters, and also good editing too. The only thing that I would say, you know, is basically just advice. The only thing that I would say is, you know, what could cost you a lot of money is like the post-production aspect of it, because you know, you need a good editing software in order to make a good film work. But other than that, the shooting aspect, the writing process, you can even write on your tablet and everything. Technology is huge nowadays, and people depend on technology a lot. So, you know, that's basically my personal experience with funding. So
what are you using for editing? You guys use like Final Cut, or are you using more like in-depth software? I know Final Cut is actually pretty pro, and it is, but what do you use, Dina?
Not the biggest fan of Apple.
Okay.
So I use Premiere Pro.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yep, familiar with that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Actually, WJ Cintron is the one who does all the editing for my films.
Cool.
I trust her a lot, and she's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so she edits in Premiere Pro, basically.
Premiere Pro.
And what
there
do
you
use
have it.
To write your scripts? Because I love Writers Do It.
Writers Do It?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of that one, but I use Kel-Tix.
Kel-Tix. Okay,
yeah.
Kel-Tix. I've heard of that. I believe there's Kel-Tix, Writers Do It, and then there's Final Draft. Like, those are like the top three that I've heard about.
Yeah, but I started off with Kel-Tix, and that's the one that I've trusted all the way.
Yeah.
I don't know why, for some reason, when it comes to writing, I like to be very, you know, in a shell, basically, because I like to use a different software. Like, I don't trust technology nowadays, so so far Kel-Tix is my favorite choice.
That's true. Gotta be weary about things like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Very, very true. And also, furthermore, I know you attend events, so that's also a great opportunity to make your connections.
Right, networking.
Yeah.
Networking.
Exactly. It's all about networking.
Yeah.
Now, thank you so much for sharing that.
Definitely.
And
we
have our word of the day.
The word of the day.
So, because, we know you're still in school and so forth, so we wanted to wait.
You are still in school, right?
Yes.
You didn't
yes.
drop out.
No.
Okay, good. Stay in school for sure.
Okay, cool.
You know, until you make it, and then you'll figure it out later.
Right, exactly. It's all about, you know, getting good grades.
Of course,
and, you know, also, you know, getting inspired by other things in order to follow your passion.
Yeah, when all fails, which I know it won't for you, you strike me as a successful gentleman.
Oh, thank you so much.
Young
thank
gentleman.
You. Thank you.
But if all fails, they still look into, you know, that you need a general what is it, a GED and at Walmart. So, you know, they still look into that. So, you know, there's opportunities out there. No, I'm just kidding.
So if anything, there's Walmart, you guys.
Yeah, if the film industry doesn't work out.
Way to go. Way to give advice to our young actors
I'm
here.
I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. Tell us the word of the day.
Word of the day, ladies and gents, is Clement.
Clement. I love that.
Clement. Now, explain a little bit what that means.
According.
Do you know what that word means?
I have no idea. Actually. Okay.
According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, it means inclined to be merciful, lenient, not severe, and mild.
I'm still not getting it.
Okay.
Can you elaborate some more?
I feel kind of the same way.
I'll use it in a sentence.
Okay.
I will give you clemency over the Skittles you stole from me since I don't like Skittles.
I'm still not getting it.
Okay, then let's
it's an example
it.
Of all Skittles.
Yeah, let's let the kids figure
let's
it out.
Let's take it to the classroom.
Okay.
All right?
We're going to take it to the classroom.
All right, here we go. We're taking it to the classroom. All right, class, listen up. Now, the word of the day is Clement. Can any one of you tell me what Clement means? Yes, Billy.
Clement, what you use to clean cement.
No, Billy, no. Anyone else? Yes, Lisper.
Can you say the word in a sentence, please?
The governor gave clemency to a death row prisoner, saving his life.
I still don't understand.
Yes, Little Rocky?
Clement, what you put in your mouth while I knock you out?
No, that's a mouth guard. But nice try, Little Rocky. Maybe you'll be a great boxer one day.
I'm a great boxer right now. Come on, I'll show you. You wanna fight? You wanna fight? Come on.
Sit down, Little Rocky. You don't want me to get the ruler now, do you?
Don't be just. I'm sorry.
Yes, Buck?
It's your type of STD. I know, because my sister gave it to me.
No, Buck. And I'm going to have to report that. Anyone else?
I believe I have the answer, Miss S.
By all means, Janet.
It's a type of consequence faced after an action has been done, but a reduced form of consequence, not severe.
Very good, Janet. You get a big bag of Doritos to fatten you up.
Very smart young girl.
You said, now I'm jealous?
Yeah, I want Doritos now.
There you go, a promo spot for Doritos. Bam.
Bam.
All right, well, I think it's a little time for our ventilator segment.
Woo.
Woo.
Yeah, give it a minute. Smithers doesn't have it queued here.
All right, Smithers is our engineer that doesn't get it together a lot.
Oh, so, okay. You
know, yeah.
So cool. Good to know.
Yeah. Heads up.
You guys go, and I'll get him. I'm doing it wirelessly. I'm communicating with Smithers so we can be able to get it.
Okay.
No problem.
You guys go ahead and chat it.
All right. Well, there are certain things that we discuss here that people just don't get it. Like, you know, you're driving down, people are cutting you off. But wait a minute. I know you didn't have to deal with that because you took
an Uber.
Yes. To get here, which is awesome. You didn't have to deal with any of that traffic.
The driver was pretty happy.
Yes. You made it here from where again?
From Lancaster. From the Antelope Valley.
Wow, Lancaster.
Yes.
Yep. I know where that's at.
All the way from the hills.
Right.
Jeez.
Be at the SKS show, Strange Chameleon show. So thank you so much for that.
Definitely.
Now we're going to go ahead and do the ventilator.
Before
we fire Smithers.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Damn it, Smithers. Come on. Come on, Smithers. Get it.
What's your ventilator? What's your ventilator?
Did you ever watch the Power Rangers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's like the new one, right? I bet.
Not the new one. I used to watch the original.
Oh, nice.
Power Rangers. But nice. I haven't seen the, when was it that they came up with the new movie? 2016?
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't see that.
I haven't seen that one.
Anyways.
Well, tell us what you vent. I mean, this is your time. This is your, I know, you know, you're okay. Only 17, but it's okay. I'm sure you got a lot on your mind. This is your time in 30 seconds. Go. What do you want to vent about?
Okay, so I remember having seen this post on Facebook mm-hmm. about this guy who was surrendering a dog to a shelter because mm-hmm. they said that that dog had cost him $1,000 worth of damage. Hmm. And that really upsets me because, you know, I have three dogs, by the way, and one of them is exactly like that.
Oh, man.
That dog must have cost him like $1,000 worth of damage, but my dog has cost me like $20,000 worth of damage.
Wow.
She has eaten, let me tell you what she has eaten. She has eaten CDs.
What?
Okay. Yes, CDs. She's still alive, by the way.
Yeah.
She has eaten bags of raw tilapia. Okay. Oh. And I love her like a child.
Yeah.
Like she was my own child. Like, how could I give her away just like that? Yeah. It's almost like people are careless about their pets. You know, why did you adopt them in the first place?
Right.
That's what it's about.
Good point. Yeah. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, there's like no commitment nowadays. You don't mm-hmm. like your nose, get a new one. You don't like your wife, get a new one. It's just like, whatever happened to commitment, damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely. That's a great vent.
Yeah. I like that one. I like that.
Yeah. Good for you for being a responsible dog parent.
Right.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, tell us again. Okay. So, of your, do you have an Instagram?
Yes.
An Instagram? Okay. So, what is your Instagram?
@JEAN_NASSER_
And can people find you on Facebook or?
Yes. I do have a Facebook, facebook.com/Nasser, NASSER fan page.
And Facebook?
That's my Facebook.
Sorry. I thought it was the Twitter. Sorry.
And the Twitter is actually the same as the Instagram.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. So go ahead and follow him and be up to date with his projects. He is just starting out, you guys, and huge things are happening. So you better get on board now and take a look at what this young man is doing. He's going to do a lot, and we are cheering for you. John.
We are.
Thank you so much.
John.
Thank you.
John. We're cheering for you. We're in your corner. Thank you so much for being here.
Definitely. Thank you. Yeah. I love the opportunity of being here and talking to you guys.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well,
and
yeah,
we love you.
Thanks for being on the Strange Chameleon
too.
Show. Grab an instrument. Now, this is if you don't know how if you don't know how to play, that's okay. It's really something that there you go. You got a little something. You got a little rhythm in there.
I played just a little bit of guitar, so like
I
got
the rhythm. Oh, if I would have known, I would have brought one for you.
Oh.
I play
that's
as
nice.
Well.
That's nice.
So we'll
awesome.
A little jam session. Strange chameleon show. It's a strange chameleon show with John.
Strange chameleon show. Strange chameleon show
with John. With John.
With John.
With John. Oh, hey, Strange Chameleon Show. One more
undertow.
Time, I'll say it.
Oh.
Undertow.
Undertow.
Strange
Fly
Chameleon
Trap.
Show. Yeah, there you go.
Psychological horror.
Man, you had to kill it. You had to kill it. No, I'm just kidding.
We're just messing around. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for listening to the Strange Chameleon Show.
Woo!
Yes. And remember, God's love is strong.
Amen.
So jam on!
Have a strange night. Have strange dreams.
your type of STD. I know.